AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Joe Biden's presidency is getting off to a rough start.
There's still plenty of time for President Biden to remember that he does not owe his election to the far left.
McConnell is talking about Biden's executive orders, getting back to the Paris Climate Accord, and changes to immigration.
The president can and should refocus his administration on creating good-paying American jobs, not sacrificing our people's livelihoods to liberal symbolism.
Later today, President Biden will go into detail about his coronavirus strategy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it will be something different.
What a concept. A president who actually takes the defining crisis of our time seriously.
President Biden has one cabinet member in place, Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence. There's a Senate confirmation hearing for Transportation Secretary nominee Pete Buttigieg.
So much is at stake today, and so much is possible as our country works to emerge from the crises of this moment with bipartisan appetite for a generational opportunity to transform and improve America's infrastructure.
A federal judge is releasing a Pennsylvania woman while she faces charges she helped steal a laptop from the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the attack on the Capitol. Pelosi has not sent the article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate yet. She's not buying the argument from Republicans that this hurts unity.
I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify.
A U.S. official says the Biden administration will seek a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. The Memphis Grizzlies are the latest NBA team that will have a coronavirus-related extended break after the league announced their next three games will be postponed. Stocks are drifting near record highs. This is AP News. We have a Powerball winner, but we may never know who it is.
The winning Powerball ticket worth $731 million was sold at Coney Market in Lona Coning, Maryland. The Maryland Lottery says the Allegheny County store will receive a $100,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket to the fifth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. However, just who will collect the money may never be known. Maryland allows winners to remain anonymous. An even larger Mega Millions jackpot will be available Friday night. No one won the $970 million prize earlier this week. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Kansas City T-Bones of the Independent American Association are being renamed the Kansas City Monarchs after the team that played in baseball's Negro Leagues. The original Monarchs were founded in 1924 and won the first Negro League World Series. The Monarchs played until 1965. Ed Donahue, AP News.